What are variations?
Whenever a change is made to the contract, that'll trigger a variation. Avoiding variations, inform them on what you are wanting. There's so many moving parts in a home. Sometimes people may want something a little bit different there. Hey guys, welcome to The Builder's Edge. I'm Norm Wales from Norm Wales Constructions. Now, for me, the whole purpose of this podcast here is to bring a little bit more awareness around the construction industry. I've been feeling for many, many years that there's not enough helpful information out there to support you guys to make the right choice. Now, we are a smaller family independent building company, and we're not here to build everybody's home. But we would definitely love to be able to work with you to facilitate your dream home. But if we don't build your new home, we want you to be able to make the right decision in choosing the right builder for you. So hopefully the information that I'm able to provide through this podcast can be informative and helpful that you can now create your dream home. So I hope you enjoy it and thanks for watching.
So Norm, what are variations in this building process and how can homeowners avoid them?
So a variation is when something is changed from the agreed, I guess, object or material there that was signed in the building contract. So whenever a change is made to the contract, that'll trigger a variation. Now, a variation will occur, you know, if a product or a material that the owner has decided to, you know, change of, I guess, like floor coverings, or if they would go from, you know, vinyl to tiles, or it could be a feature wall. You know, a change is many things, but a variation will have to be triggered if it is outside the scope of works as have been agreed to.
So, I mean, that in itself sounds reasonable. I'm sure people will change their mind from time to time. It's going to happen. At what point does it become a problem?
Look, we're very flexible and are more than happy to accommodate changes there. Now, the problems that can occur when variations start, creeping in, one, the customer, you know, obviously that's an additional cost. Have they allowed for that? Did they see that coming? You know, so variations can come from unknown circumstances. The unknown circumstances could be potentially you come across rock, you know, and you've now had to excavate into rock that's now taken an extra day or two. So unfortunately, that is a variation. You know, no one can forecast rock. And even if you know there might be rock there, you know, you'd be best working that out as a hourly rate due and charge than a quoted an allowance, because rock in itself, no one's going to know how long that task is going to take to remove. When it comes down to other variations, it might be, you know, you might do your walkthrough with your electrician and decide to add a couple extra power points or something in place there. But, you know, all these things can be done, but sometimes certain changes and things that end up being a variation can then also start extending the time frame. And an example of that there could be that you've done your walkthrough with your tiler. You've all of a sudden just gone, do you know what? Yeah, I have changed my mind. We are going to do floor-to-ceiling tiles now in both bathrooms, for example. Now, that there is quite a lot of extra work for the tiler. Now, that's going to then upset the time frame of the construction. So the next trade that's actually been booked in that's meant to start now could be delayed 2 weeks, because the tiler needs an extra 2 weeks to do the bathrooms. So obviously we're always able to adapt and work in with the customer's, you know, requirements there. And I'll get back to that a bit more later with about planning and knowing these things before you get to that point there. But it's that compound effect there as well, like that's the dominoes behind the next dominoes that ripple and fall over, is that things have been set up and put in place to fulfill the agreement. Now, if we go back to the floor-to-ceiling tile situation there, if you're tiling the complete wall, you need to make sure that wall is nailed off. you know, things we like to do is pack out all our corners so the tile finishes up and underneath. So you still have the actual little edge on the bottom of the corner, so it looks uniformed all the way around, not butting into the corners. So it's small little details that each step has, I guess, an outcome and the best way it's going to be finished. But really the best way to go avoiding, you know, variations and things like that there is when you're having the early stage conversations with your builder, inform them on what you are wanting. Now, for ourselves there, like, we are very thorough and very detailed in the way we run our construction, you know, slots and the process and timelines and stuff there. So we always do reiterate certain things like floor-to-ceiling tiles and other things that do often come up there and give the customer the option if they still wish to go down that path. But, yeah, I guess if the conversations have been said earlier, that's going to be the best way to avoid potential, you know, blowouts.
Yeah. Jesus, so much within that. I mean, you've been a part of many, many builds, and I'm sure you've experienced many customers requesting variations. I suppose if you were to go into to build a home today, how do you then minimize the ripple effect of the inevitable variations that will come up? Like, is that do you set up expectations with your trades? Like, how do you then manage that timeline?
Yeah, look, for ourselves there, it is all about following the right process. Now, that is something to manage variations and changes and things later on in the process. You've got to be going right back to the beginning. And it's even right back to the beginning of actually when you're working with the customer and you're discussing budgets and, you know, their expectations and what their wants are, it's important that the customer is explaining and expressing what they are specifically wanting. You know, like, people do change their mind and that's okay. You know, we adapt very well to that. But there's no point not sharing that and then saying that later on down the line because it will cost you more money.
Do you find that happens a lot though? Do you find that people go, you know, this is the ceiling for our budget, and then, you know, a few phases in, all of a sudden they're adding more and more and more?
Look, in the early stages there, everybody wants as much as they possibly can and spend as little as they possibly can, you know, and everyone wants the best value for their money. But it's a matter of compromising on getting what you want and still having the quality of the product in there. Once you actually do have your contracts and all that in play, there are still options and times to sort of, as I said, add a PowerPoint and, you know, change your paint colours or go to floor-to-ceiling tiles and add other elements to that there. But a good builder, if they take you through the right process there, should be able to guide you through each step of the way to try and minimise these actual budget blowouts or variations as such. But it's really important that a good builder also offers the flexibility for you to make changes, because there's so many moving parts in a home that not everybody can fully vision how it all comes together. But also, it is still a long enough journey that we're all on there together that things change, and sometimes people may want something a little bit different there, you know, that they hadn't thought of before. So it is important to understand it from both sides that, you know, you can offer that as an option and a change there. But as long as, I guess, the customer is aware of, you know, a variation is triggered there, that isn't just a matter of a 5-minute exercise sometimes. You know, it could be a $20 change, but the time that's going to now take in the behind-the-scenes stuff with work orders, contract agreements, reorganizing that with suppliers, swapping things back over, you know, credits and all those sorts of things, it's not a 5-second job, you know, so unfortunately, there are some costs that need to be incurred with that sort of stuff there. But I believe if it's communicated openly and clearly from the beginning, you know, most people actually quite understand the process well.
Would you be able to say with the experience that you've had that there is a more commonly requested variation? Like, is there like something that you could say that's kind of high up on the list that 9 times out of 10, if anybody's going to get a variation, it's probably going to be this?
Look, I'd have to say it'd be more around the electrical componentry sides of stuff there. But for ourselves there, like, we do allow quite a nice allowance, and, you know, with pendants and power points and lights and that sorts of stuff there. But everybody wants something different in their home. You know, you might find some people take out some pendant lights and then add the power point back in. So it still might end up being that they get a refund at the end of things there. But there's still going to be changes in that made along the way. But I think when it comes down to custom designing your new home and really working on those little one percenters, there's always going to be a little small thing here or there that you're wishing to change or adapt to. And, you know, for the minimum outlay of what that is to make those changes, it's best to invest that now and get the home that you're wanting than it is to sort of, oh, no, I'm not going to change that and procrastinate that and then wish for the next 10 years that you'd made that, you know, change.
When does it become like a red flag? Like, when do you start detecting, like, uh-oh, something's going way off here? Like, when it comes to variations, when customers are coming to your or your clients are coming to you requesting too much variation, like, is that a thing where sometimes expectations are just way too high, or they're just perhaps going way off track now? And like, do you find that when that does happen, do you find that hard in keeping people on track, keeping people within limitations?
Yeah, look, for ourselves, that's very few and far between, because we do manage the expectations and have good communication from the beginning there. But, yeah, look, sometimes some people, you know, decide once they start the process that, look, hey, I'm going to I will go with that stone bench top, or I will do that as an upgrade or add something else into the home, you know, because, you know, that they might have inherited some money or won some money. You know, we've had people have wins in the past, they're half construction, and they decided, hey, Norm, this has just happened. Can we now do this? And, you know, look, it's a fantastic thing to come across there. Like, it's great to see people have a few wins and enjoy themselves. And that Pacific couple there, they actually were building their, you know, forever home, and they were in the retirement stage and hanging the boots up. And, yeah, they were very lucky to sort of have a little bit of a wind that they're then able to sort of put a little bit more into their home and themselves, you know. So that's what I'm saying. Those sorts of things happen. But as long as from that, you know, outset there, that if you communicate and say, look, okay, we can do this now, but that may prolong the construction, or it might change this or change that there. As long as it's communicated and everyone's on the same page, you know, it's not a major problem. It's just a matter of everyone understanding that, you know, there's more work to be done, and, you know, it may change the scope of works or what was agreed upon from the, you know, the main outset there.
Yeah, love that. So what would be your sort of final message to homeowners when it comes to variations and managing sort of the cost when it comes to variations?
Yeah, look, I think it really starts at the beginning with having a real good, honest, open conversation with, you know, what your real budget is. You know, like, people obviously always have a budget that they sort of want to work to. And, look, whatever that happens to be, that's what we work to. You know, so if people then later on wish to add onto the actual contracts and create variations, you know, that's up to themselves there. But if they can give you the initial budget from the beginning and have very open and honest conversations at that start there, you know, that can actually then help them avoid, you know, potential variations and cost blowouts there if they are discussed earlier on.
Yeah, love it. So as early as possible, be as transparent as possible to ensure, like, the best possible outcome.
And if both parties are, you know, communicating and being transparent through there, you know, you're going to end up with the best result.
Yeah, love that. All right, well, on that note, Norm, I'm going to transition over to our Get to Know Your Norm question. I'm going to wrap up this episode. Thank you. Two. Oh, you got two, mate. Big hands. All right. Here we go. This is a good question. Norm, what's the most interesting thing you've learned about yourself in the past year? Take a moment.
I think the most interesting thing I've learnt there would be to be a lot more patient and relaxed, allowing the people around you to grow and learn. Like it's the industry that we're in, you know, it is very fast paced, like it doesn't stop. But I think, you know, allowing your team, your suppliers, your contractors and that to really stand on their own two feet there and follow, I guess, the roadmap that I've delivered, you know, that's, yeah, probably been the biggest thing I could take away from that there. And, you know, learnt by giving people the right tools, you know, that they can do anything they put their minds to. So I think that's probably been the best thing in the last 12 months.
Love that insight. Love that. Well, as always, Norm, thank you so much.
Thanks, mate. Pleasure.
Cheers.